Do you want to experience healing? Do you want to experience intergenerational healing? Of course you do. That's why you're watching this video. You cannot do that without praying for the souls in purgatory. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, when I first began learning about healing, I saw that it was everywhere in the New Testament. It's one of the things that Jesus came to do. He came to teach, he came to drive out Satan, and he came to heal. These are the three essential things that are part of the mission of Jesus. He even states it when he reads from the book of Isaiah, professing his own mission statement. And I saw that in praying for healing, we need to be healed from the wounds of our childhood. And many people learn this and come to understand this psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. We also need to be healed from our own sins with deliverance from the sins and the demons and the evil spirits that we carry. We need freedom and deliverance. And this is integral in healing. That was one of the other things that I learned, that it wasn't just emotional. It was also deeply spiritual. That's why deliverance prayer is so important. Now, one of the last things that I learned about healing is that we needed intergenerational healing. Everyone that learns about intergenerational healing knows the scriptures that speak about that the sins of our forefathers down to the third and fourth generation. Everyone knows this. And when I learned about this, it made complete sense. I would go to intergenerational healing masses and you would make a family tree. And I did this myself. And there the sense was that you were praying to be freed from these chains. But when I remember back to learning about all of that and all of the prayers and renouncing this and renouncing that, I rarely remember praying intensely for the souls in purgatory of your ancestors. That emphasis, if it was there, was very small. More recently, I have learned just how much when you pray for the souls of your ancestors that are in purgatory, when they enter into heaven, the chains that are broken are immense. And if we knew the healing that we would receive from every soul that crosses from purgatory into heaven, we wouldn't stop praying for them. And we wouldn't even try to receive healing ourselves, because we would see that in praying for them, we're really praying for ourselves. Now, let me share with you something that a viewer was shown in regards to all of this. The Lord showed me an image of souls with big black chains on their feet. The Lord said many souls are chained because of unforgiveness. I have seen images of people committing sins of unforgiveness. I have seen an image of a family grieving for a loved one who had been killed. I've seen an image of these people in this family that were in chains because of unforgiveness. The Lord gave me the knowledge and wisdom to see the full effects of that sin through the generational line. He gave me the understanding to see the future generations within that family bloodline suffering from holding grudges, which caused disorder and division in the family. This sin led to dysfunction or much worse, separation. These sins were a direct effect caused by the original sin created by their ancestors, which was unforgiveness. The sins of ancestors created by unforgiveness traveled through the generational line and had caused disruption leading to generational sin. Then I saw an image of the chains breaking. The chains were big and black and strong and looked like something that would be chained to a boat anchor. This signified a releasing of the souls from purgatory. Once the souls were released and the chains had been broken, I saw a waterfall that signified grace, which was poured out through the generational bloodline. I saw an image of water flowing through what looked like never-ending. The water signified the power of the Holy Spirit, and the never-ending signified the spiritual connection between sins of our ancestors, which were connected to and could affect us by generational sin. Then I saw another image of many blessings and graces being poured out on that family. I saw an image of that family being reunited and prospering together. This beautiful grace was granted through the powerful mercy of God when the souls of the ancestors were released from purgatory. I believe now that if there is a problem in the family due to generational sins, hereditary diseases or sickness, by praying to the holy souls and for the holy souls, we can receive the great act of mercy and love from God, and he can bestow many graces and blessings among that family which can heal these issues. Then once the souls who are released from purgatory and go to heaven and become saints, through their prayers, they can intercede for many more graces for us, which will be bestowed upon the family for eternity because their prayers are never ending. In the current times we are living in, Satan's biggest attack is against the family. But God has given us the ultimate weapon and the devotion to praying for the holy souls. Many graces can be poured out amongst a family which can heal and deliver them from past generations and for generations to come. This is the greatest gift of prayer and devotion that God has given to the world, and it has been forgotten. We need to teach others about the true power of God's mercy and the grace of praying for the holy souls in purgatory. In listening to that, it connects everything that I have ever learned about healing, and it brings it to completion. Whatever it is that you're suffering from, mental or emotional illness, this or that, cancer, all these types of things, ills in your businesses, divorce in your marriage, difficulties in your children, in facing the thing directly, you're dealing with the fruit, not the root. Go to the root. Pray for your ancestors. Pray for your parents in purgatory, your grandparents in purgatory, and your great-grandparents in purgatory, and any generation that you can name. Pray for their deliverance. Offer rosaries, sacrifices, fast, whatever. Anything and everything. This will break the chains. When they enter heaven, the chains upon you will be broken. Go and do that right now. And I will see you in the next one.